Sandbox Radio.
I'm so angry with you, baby. I'm so angry that I want to spit. I'm so angry with you, baby. I'm so angry that I want to spit. I'm so angry with you, baby. I'm so angry that my clothes don't fit. I'm so sad about you, baby. I'm so sad I can't even cry. I'm so sad about you, baby. I'm so sad I can't even cry. I'm so sad about you, baby. I don't even want to die. This is what I'm gonna do. If I ever find you pretty, baby, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make you say goodbye, and then I'm gonna say goodbye to you. Goodbye, baby.
Charles Leggett and the Sandbox Radio Orchestra. Charlotte doesn't clean here anymore. By Scott Augustson.
Charlotte Ellis looked around her small, tidy home with a nagging sense of unease.
Dinner's in the oven. I vacuumed, ironed all of Dan's shirts. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Hi, Lottie. I'm home.
Hey, Dan.
Smells good.
Hamburger stroganoff.
Sounds so Russian.
I'm sorry.
I was kidding, honey. Oh, hey, happy birthday.
Dan, you remembered.
Well, your sister remembered and she called me. So I got you a couple of things.
Thank you.
I didn't wrap them. I mean, who wants to bother with tearing paper off something, huh? Saved you the trouble.
Thanks.
First, a book.
How to clean just about anything. Oh, great.
There's a whole chapter on laundry.
Again, great.
And voila. A nightgown.
Oh, pretty. Dan, this is too big. It's almost a muumuu.
Well, I can't return it. It was on sale. Besides, this time next year, you'll need it, right? We're still planning on you getting knocked up this summer, yeah?
Yeah, I'll just put it away for a year.
Oh, before I forget, someone's coming by to look at the Pinto.
My Pinto?
I figured we didn't need two cars, so I put an ad in the Thrifty Nickel.
Well, how am I gonna go anywhere? Like, the store?
I'll take it when I get home from work.
Huh. Let me go see if I left anything in it.
Good idea. Lottie?
And so Charlotte drove down the highway, mile after mile. She told herself,
I should just turn around. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Mile after mile.
I'll tell Dan it was a joke. No, I'll tell him I just wanted one more trip to the Piggly Wiggly. One last taste of freedom.
Charlotte pulled over, resigned to head home, face the cards she'd been dealt, the bed she'd made. But that's when Cassidy, a young woman with flowers in her hair, jumped into the Pinto.
Oh, thanks a million. I've been waving my thumb for an hour now.
Oh.
Cassidy Adams.
Charlotte Ellis.
Where are you heading, Char?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yes. Thank the stars. I found another free spirit.
Free spirit? I like that.
And so Cassidy and Charlotte got off the highway and drove the back roads.
The only way to see America.
And as the fields and forests and farms drifted by, small town followed by smaller town, Charlotte talked about her former life.
We'd sit down with a TV guide and circle the shows we were gonna watch while I folded Dan's socks.
He sounds like a jerk.
I wouldn't say jerk.
And Cassidy would talk about life with a capital L.
Who are they?
You don't know Gurdjieff and Ginsburg? Char, I've got a lot to teach you.
I like that.
We are gonna find your key.
My key?
The key that unlocks your soul.
Oh.
We are gonna find that thing that gives you your wings.
What is it?
It's different for every girl. For some, it's politics or painting. For many, it's the physical love of another woman.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's not.
Oh, look! It's a full moon!
It's beautiful.
I have been saving some weed for just such a sight.
Marijuana? Oh, I don't know.
Come on! In 100 years, you'll be dead. And no one is gonna care if you got high in the moonlight. Can't argue with that, can you?
Wouldn't know how to argue with that.
Before long, money dwindled, as money does.
Actually, if we are where I think we are, there's a little vegetarian cafe just up the road.
And it wasn't just a cafe. It had a wee farm and commune attached.
Hi, welcome to the Scattered Squash. My name is Windsong. Today's special is oatmeal stroganoff.
Listen, Windsock, I had this really strong, deep feeling that this is where my friend Char and I belong.
Okay, cool. Let me get you some aprons.
Are you the manager?
Well, I used to be. Then we decided manager was too patriarchal. I'm the guide. Hey, your hair is so pretty.
Oh, thanks.
What color is that?
Brown.
Yeah, it's like brown from this angle. But from the other angle, it's a different brown. Hey, can we call you Chestnut?
Yes, I don't see why not.
And so Charlotte had the idyllic summer she should have had at 17. Mornings were spent in the kitchen cooking vast cauldrons of colorful beans and exotic grains.
Kimora?
Oh, yeah. Peruvians love kimora.
Cooking and singing folk songs. Wow. Years later, when she tried to remember, all of the music ran together in her mind.
Oh, you know, the one about how many times must the wind blow before you find where all the flowers have gone. Oh, but there's a girl's name in the middle of the title.
After lunch had been served, and the pots and pans were soaking, someone would say,
"Hey, let's go on down to the pond."
Yeah! Wow!
Oh, far out, man. This water is like wet.
And they'd skinny dip and toke the reefer and sunbathe and maybe talk the metaphysics.
We're all one. Everything is one, right? That frog over there is my sister.
What frog?
That one. Oh, these mushrooms.
One beautiful afternoon, Charlotte found herself alone in the woods with Mike, the 19-year-old dishwasher. They had both been swimming and stood there naked.
Hey.
Oh, Mike.
You aren't like the other girls.
I'm sorry.
No, it's a good thing. Don't tell anybody, but sometimes I think hippie girls are too easy.
My mom always said the only things given away freely aren't worth much to begin with.
Wow. You are one groovy chick.
Thunder rumbled in the distance.
I don't have much experience.
Well, that's okay. Me neither.
I've only ever been with Dan, my husband.
And as the rain came down, they made love.
Oh, my!
Chestnut!
The next day, Mike brought Charlotte a bouquet of wildflowers.
Oh, they're beautiful.
You blew my mind yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah, that's why, these flowers, they're kind of my way of saying...
Oh, Mike, you don't have to...
My way of saying, I decided to go back to college. Leaving today.
Oh.
I mean, unless...
I think your going is the best thing for you.
Every summer makes a promise. On some warm late June or early July night, summer leans over and whispers in your ear, I will never end. And you trust him. It's not really a lie. He does believe what he said. But soon enough, in a flurry of back-to-school sales and ever shorter evenings, summer slips out the back door.
Oh, hi, Cassidy.
Char.
It's almost sweater weather.
Char, we gotta talk.
Okay.
See, I got this message from the I Ching. It told me that my path was changing right under my feet. And what I'm saying is, this is Carl.
Hey.
Hello. You deliver the milk, yeah?
That's me.
Carl and me, we're going down to Baja.
That's in Mexico.
It is. We're gonna make things and sell them. Live on the beach.
That'll be nice.
It's been great, Char, and I'm not very good with goodbyes.
Goodbyes?
In fact, I was just gonna write a note, but we gotta ask a favor.
Lonnie, come in here.
Char, this is Carl's son, Lonnie. He's only 11. Too young to go to Mexico.
I didn't know you had to be a certain age to go to Mexico.
Can you watch him for, like, a couple weeks?
I could, I guess.
Great! We'll be in touch.
Hey, Lonnie, little man, stay cool.
And Charlotte found herself alone with Lonnie.
Are you hungry?
A little.
I think today's special is kale a la king. Or we could go into town for a cheeseburger.
I'd like that.
Lonnie had the burger. Charlotte had the BLT. They had been missing meat.
Lonnie, where's your mom?
Oh, they couldn't get her to stop shoplifting.
Oh.
Back at the cafe.
Oh, Chestnut, guess what? The bank is taking everything. Our accountant wasn't really an accountant. He was more of a life lesson.
Oh.
Charlotte and Lonnie went back into town and got a small apartment over a hardware store.
Oh, you take the bedroom, Lonnie.
I couldn't.
Really? I'll be fine on the couch. It's only a couple of weeks until your dad sends for you, right?
He sometimes loses track of time.
It doesn't matter. A boy your age should have his own room.
Charlotte, I've never had my own room.
All the more reason that you should now.
Next day, Charlotte enrolled Lonnie at school and got a job at Dave's Diner.
All right, girls. Today's special is Spam Stroganoff. And remember, anybody does a dine and dash, it comes out of your paycheck. Now, part of your job is watching the door.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Dave?
What is it, new girl?
Charlotte.
Well, what is it, Cha-Cha?
This uniform is a little small.
Not for this joint. Get back to work.
And the swirl of the lunch rush engulfed Charlotte.
Oh, you pinched me!
I don't come here for the coffee.
Order up!
And And when it was over, Charlotte clutched $8.32 in tips.
Oh, and Cha-Cha, I need you to work a double tomorrow.
Okay, Mr. Dave.
She went back to the apartment. It was only 2 o'clock, but Lonnie was there.
I thought school went until 3.
They tested me and put me back with the third graders. These girls called me retard, and these boys said they were going to beat me up after school. How was your day?
About like yours.
Charlotte, let's leave.
Leave? How will your dad find you?
Charlotte, he's not even going to try.
What are we going to do for money?
I've got $400 in my sock.
Well, kid, I'm thinking that whatever it is you and me are meant to do, it ain't here.
Yeah.
Let's go find our here.
I'm okay with that.
Who could that be?
Lottie.
Dan, you tracked me down.
It's amazing what a motivated man can do.
It sure is.
I miss those twinkly eyes of yours.
Dan, I was wrong to leave you, and I'm willing, more than willing, I'd very much like to come back. That is, if you'll have both me and...
Lottie, wait.
What?
I didn't come to bring you home. I came to see if you'd signed divorce papers. See, I want to get married again.
Oh, of course. I knew that. You know me, always joking around. You got them on you? The papers?
Right here. You babysitting?
What?
The kid. You watching him for somebody?
No, he's with me.
I won't bother you anymore.
It was good to see you.
Yeah, take care, Lottie.
Charlotte?
Yeah, Lonnie?
Did you tell Dan you'd go back with him because of me?
Don't be ridiculous. You think mighty highly of yourself if you... Oh, yeah. You read me like a book, kid.
Why? He seemed like a jerk.
Just seemed to me that this is no kind of life for a boy. You deserve better.
We'll find better, you and me.
You're damn right we will.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This episode, To Hell with Love, was recorded on January 23, 2012, at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. For information about the Sandbox Artist Collective and to access our podcast archive, visit our website, www.thesandboxac.org.